I had to rebuild my own personal experiment from scratch, and everything that we had, we sort of, one way or another, put back together, or replaced, or got from government surplus or something.
So. Did you learn anything from having to put it back? I just wonder if there was any.
If you're asking whether there was, if there was a silver lining, the answer is not much. You know, anything. Every day you live is a learning experience. So from that point of view, yes, you learn something. I guess maybe the greatest lessons were philosophical lessons or physics lessons. I'm sure people did learn things from, you know, having to build stuff that somebody had built 5 years before, but not. The educational process was severely hindered. We would have learned, everybody would have learned much more if they had been allowed to just continue in the normal way. It's not, because a great deal of the effort was on very menial kinds of things.
What was the atmosphere then? Was it, was it pretty depressing, or were you cheerful about it? Or?
No, it's impossible to be cheerful about it. I think everybody was in a state of shock for a while. After that, I think when it became clear that the lab was going to rise from the ashes one way or another, I guess that became partly a result of having inspected the damage and to see that it could be restored. And I think I don't know exactly how this all went, but I imagine that the Atomic Energy Commission somewhere along the line at least made an informal commitment to support our attempt to put things back together.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I think people mostly had the attitude, well, you know, the faster we get it cleaned up, the faster we're back in business. People just sat down and did it. The first beam was accelerated through the machine, I think in December. So the first beam didn't take too long at all. But there were lots of supplementary pieces of equipment, and it was years. I mean, it's only been fairly recently that the effects of the bombing haven't been quite noticeable. For a long time after that, you would need some tool to do something.
Yeah.
And you'd look around and say, must have gone in the bombing, you know. And it's really been just the last couple of years when the bombing didn't sort of have an effect on what was going on.
Yeah.